Welcome to the After Show. It's the podcast with Tony and Christy and Nikki.
No music.
101.3.
Yeah, where's our theme music?
Yep.
Can I tell you guys?
I've asked for it. Maybe.
I asked for it,
oh,
too.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay, good.
Maybe we'll just get it ourselves.
Maybe Nikki should ask for it and we'll get it.
I'll find something. Who knows? So, number one on the list, turns out, Nikki, I'm sexier than ever.
What?
Yeah.
Yep. This is science now, okay? This is science, all right? The annual survey of dad bods found that we're more popular than ever. 70% of women now say it's an attractive look.
No.
Almost 70% say it means that dads are more confident.
What?
And 80% of women think dad bods are a sign of confidence and describe a sexy look with a little jiggle in it, okay?
No,
they like the little jiggle.
No.
Well, she says that because hers doesn't.
I know, because your guy.
I mean, yet.
He will. Trust me.
It happens to everyone, okay?
It's going to happen to him, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I have to say to that.
It's going to happen.
It is going to happen.
Who says some people can remain healthy and jiggle-free, right?
Yeah. Talk to me in 20 years, baby.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Yeah. Exactly. We keep on trying.
It's funny thing is I don't. I mean, I got on the scale this morning, and I'm pre-pandemic weight, okay? Right to the 10th of the, you know.
Oh, awesome.
Okay, but I still feel like it all just sort of dropped a little bit.
Tony's been bloated lately. He's been feeling blah.
I'm PMSing like crazy.
He's been having cravings.
Oh, my goodness. What is happening?
I'm
is
hot, I'm cold, I'm hot, I'm cold.
Are you pregnant? Or is this the change?
We're in sync. He feels everything I feel.
Yeah, Christy and I just synced up.
We synced up.
Wow.
Oh, I am hot and cold lately. Last night I got in the car and Jason was like, it's cold. Turn the heat on because it was cold outside. I go, I'm hot. He's like, oh, no.
I know. My wife will say that to me. Do you have to have the windows open? And then open the windows.
Yeah, all the time. So the dad bod thing. You're not into the dad bod. I know. You know what you don't hear? Mom bods are in.
What?
you don't hear that.
Nobody, yeah.
Nobody says that, but it's okay for the dad bods.
Well, it's okay for dudes to be old, wrinkly, balding, or gray hair. But once a woman is a little wrinkly or... have you seen a woman go gray on television?
No, they don't allow it.
Yeah, no. I mean, the double standard is just ridiculous. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's because, by and large, the boys still run networks. You know?
Yeah.
That's sad.
You got to take over the front office. That's what you got to do. You're starting to take over everything. Like I said, Christy, what have I said since before you've known me?
Women should rule the world.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
I really, 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 really believe that. I'm not just saying that to patronize. I really believe the world. What do you think there'd be as many hungry people in the world if women ruled?
No.
No. I just don't.
No. They don't go hungry in our
presence. I would make all those restaurants, out there, all your food at the end of the day, you know, as long as it's properly stored and it hasn't got bad, I'm feeding people with it.
Exactly.
Yep. Okay?
Exactly.
I'm taking it. I'm feeding people with
it. Yeah. I really believe that, you know.
We throw away so much. We such a wasteful nation.
Well, yes. It's not just us. It's a lot. I agree. We probably lead the world in that. But there are, you know, there's always, I'm going to give you two websites to hit up. Sunny Skies and GoodNews.com. They always have stories on things that are happening that are good, okay? That people are inventing ways out of a lot of different things.
Is this like the whole I'm eating plastic thing now? Or
well, that's one of the things, yes. But
the plastic vanilla frosting.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, it's called Cool Whip.
Yeah. It is.
That's
what I always... It was made from the recycled water bottle.
That's right. So.
BPA, maybe not free.
Yeah. Really. Oh, God. So how about Cristiano Ronaldo?
I know, right?
Costing Coca-Cola $4 billion. Now
it's still climbing, though. No, it's still going.
Oh,
their stock is still going dropped. Down
Listen,
from
this. It's fine. Don't take a collection for Coca-Cola. They're going to be fine.
No, I mean,
okay?
I'm not, but they've got to be upset. They were sponsoring this tournament.
Yeah.
He takes the two Coca-Cola bottles, sets them aside, holds up his water bottle, and is like, agua.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so the stock dropped from 56.17 to 55.22. And it's still dropping, you say? So that's so the market value dropped, you know, $4 billion. That's just remarkable.
And you know he's going to get scolded for it,
of
right?
Of course he is.
He's going to be like, these are our sponsors!
Yeah.
Right.
They're sponsoring like it's named, like the Coca-Cola something.
You know, listen, I'm not a big fan of bottled water either, Okay. I mean,
well, that's what Jason said.
There's too many bottles in the world. You don't need all these bottles.
I just fill mine up. I just fill up my thing with water every day.
Yes.
Yep. Jason, Nate has a, what are those really expensive ones?
What, Yeti?
Yes.
Of
he has a
he
Yeti
does.
Water bottle that keeps it, because it keeps it colder. And but it's not just a water bottle. It's like a thermos, right?
Yeah.
And Jason was like, stop drinking out of water bottles, even at home. He's like, you're drinking too much plastic. And Nate's like, there's plastic in there. It's going somewhere.
Well, you know that every one of us probably on planet Earth has Teflon in our system.
Oh, yeah.
Because Teflon was introduced, 50 years ago?
Yep.
We all cook with it?
Well, yep. We did cook with it. Not everybody.
Everybody that they have tested on planet Earth, has tested to have some Teflon inside them.
Weird.
So thanks, DuPont.
Yeah, thanks. Isn't that crazy?
Well, you know what the thing is? We're not dying from it.
That you know of.
Well, you've got a good point there.
They could be paying people off going, don't tell them it was the Teflon. No, I don't know. Who knows? Do you use the ceramic now or the copper? What do you guys use?
Teflon.
You still use Teflon?
Yeah, Is that
Tefal?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
Either.
I mean, it's on everything, you know. But, I don't do the cooking by and large, so whatever my wife buys, she buys, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember back in the day, because when I first moved in with Jason, his mom gave me some pots and pans, and there was glass. Glass pans.
Really?
Like pots. Not like saute pans, pots.
What?
Yeah, to boil noodles and stuff. Hmm. I wish I still had them.
Yeah.
Not like Pyrex.
Maybe.
Because I used to Pyrex for, my
casserole. Like casseroles and stuff. No, this was like a sauce,
weird.
You would pour spaghetti sauce in it and heat it up.
Wow.
It was weird. Yeah, it was weird. So we should maybe go back to glass.
Probably. I'm sure there's way better things to use.
Yeah.
So who knows?
Anyway. Yesterday, since I was talking about Nate, I'll just transition into that. Nate, we had baseball last night, and when we got back in the car, we were talking to Nate about baseball, but he wasn't responding. Come to find out, he was talking to a bunch of girls.
Of course he had
to respond to all their texts.
Oh, my goodness.
So we get in the car, we're talking, he's ignoring us, and Jason goes, once you're finished talking to all your ladies, can you talk to your mother? It's happening already.
It is.
Being ignored.
I told her, Nikki, I said, you're still the most important woman in his life, but you're not the most important girl.
No.
Yep. That is the
truth. That's what it comes down to.
That is the truth.
It is. So get over it. Get used to it.
Oh, I know.
It's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. And I didn't tell Nikki. He told me the other day. He was like, it's so funny. And I'm like, what's so funny? He's like, he has, some girls also that are friends. And one that was calling him told him this other girl liked him. Well, come to find out 5 minutes later, the other one called him to say the other one liked him. So
oh,
they
my
both.
Goodness.
They
so
both,
why would they do that?
That's but don't tell her. Don't tell her I told you. She'll be so mad at me.
That's interesting that they would even do that.
I don't know.
I think they're trying to sabotage each other, maybe.
Possibly. I don't know.
Or they all like him. There's that,
that's
too.
The truth.
Well, he said there was two girls in his class that hasn't asked him out yet.
Only two.
Yeah. And I go, and what do you say? He goes, not yet.
Not yet.
It's not ready yet.
Oh, I'm glad.
Wow,
I'm so glad.
Why is he not ready yet?
I don't know, but I'm happy about it.
Yeah, so he hasn't even kissed a girl yet.
Nope.
Huh?
Sixth grade. Did you kiss a boy by sixth grade? I mean,
Tony. Did you? Did you?
Not yet.
Nikki, did you kiss anybody?
I'm not ready yet.
So I know my first kiss was sophomore year of high school.
Really?
See?
That's late.
Yeah. Mine was... I say third grade, but really technically ninth grade.
Oh, I was fugly in middle school.
Oh, I'm sure you were not.
So if you're young and you're in middle school and you feel kind of awkward, don't worry. Yeah, things get better.
I was in seventh grade or eighth grade. Maybe it was eighth grade. I can't remember which grade, but I remember the girl. I remember exactly everything about it.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah. So do I.
Mine was the front porch of our house. I went on a date with Joe Corey, and we lived on Guthrie Avenue in Des Moines, Iowa. And he walked me up the steps, and he gave me a kiss. And I was like, am I doing this right? In my head. I didn't say that out loud.
Right.
I remember I was at a party, and I a bunch of kids in the basement, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting next to Linda, and all of a sudden, a sheet comes over us, like a bed sheet, okay, right? I don't know where. And all of a sudden, boom, lip lock, tongue and everything.
Seventh grade?
Oh, my
It was seventh
goodness.
Or eighth, and I can't remember which. I think
I
it, was
hope
eighth.
It was eighth.
I
grade.
Think it was eighth grade because we dated that whole summer and everything,
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
But, I never, here's the thing. Billy Crystal does a bit. basically he says women know when they're going to have sex.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the bottom line. Okay, because men don't have a clue.
No.
So when a woman makes up her mind, that's when it's going to happen. Well, Linda had made up her mind. She was kissing me. Okay. I had no idea Linda liked me. I was just at the party, and she was pretty, and I sat next to her. I was just going to talk to her.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, boom, it was wonderful.
That's interesting. Mine was a field party in freshman year.
What's
ninth
a field
grade
party?
It's a
field?
Party in a field.
And really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get a kegger, and yeah,
really?
Ninth grade.
And
yeah.
Ninth grade keggers. Wow.
Yep.
My goodness.
And yeah, so I kissed Brian Bagdahl. Remember I've talked about him?
Yeah.
Hottest kid in ninth grade. He was
really?
So cute. He looked like a surfer dude. And I was in Michigan, and I was used to those surfer guys from Florida.
Wow, that's that Kid Rock song, isn't it, man? Summer dives in Michigan. Yeah.
Yeah. Brian Bagdahl, and I got mono. So, yeah, it's fun. Obviously, there was something else more than just a peck.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I want to, you know, I got mono in college, and I want to know how I got it, because I don't remember...
It's the kissing disease.
I know, but you can get it from other ways. It's not just kissing. Because I didn't have a girlfriend when I got it.
I told my dad I must have drank after someone. He believed me.
Oh, my goodness.
He's so stupid.
And this is a rite of passage, Nikki. Did you ever have mono?
No.
No?
Oh,
no.
Never.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, it was a bad one. I was out for a month.
Oh, yeah.
I was
too.
Out for a month, and I remember, this is great, because I had these two girls I was in love with. Both were coming to my house and dropping off homework, right? And I didn't even come to the door. I was so sick. And by the time I got back to school, neither one of them was interested in me. I was so bummed.
Aww.
Oh, man.
That is terrible.
I
That's
know,
a sad ending.
I know.
Don't put that in the ending of the movie.
Oh, boy. What else, kids?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm ready for a nap.
Yeah, I know the feeling well. Go to sleep.
Is that it? Okay.
That's it. That's the podcast. Share it with all your friends. We're at warm103.com. We'd love to make some new friends all over the country, all over the world. So, till tomorrow, we'll see you on the radio. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.